Michigan State, Duke, Wisconsin. What are you high? They'll never win. They're mere mortals. Kentucky is Thor, swinging that hammer up and down the floor. The Final Four.
I know one year they did a very, they just did the it was like 12 seconds long.
Yeah.
Thing from beginning to end. So if they do it this year, we should have it tomorrow. I'll be on top of it. I'll be all over it.
I really hope they do it this year.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 4th, 1965, the world welcomed little baby Robert Downey Jr. The future actor was the benefit of some excellent prenatal care.
Wow, Mom, he's so healthy. You must have been taking your Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr., a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Attorney General William Barr says the entire Mueller report will be released by the middle of the month. Not good enough, say Democrats.
We're going to work with the Attorney General, and for a short period of time, if that doesn't work out, in a very short order, we will issue the subpoenas. We're not willing to let the Attorney General, who, after all, is a political appointee of the president, make that substitute his judgment for ours.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. Congressional Democrats condemning President Trump's renewed efforts to repeal Obama. Care, but many Republicans say it's time.
The state of Texas, led by Attorney General Ken Paxton, is leading 20 states, along with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and they've gone into federal court and they won because Obamacare is problematic and is constitutionally unsound, and I think they're going to have a good case in the Fifth Circuit and the Supreme Court, and Republicans shouldn't be afraid of that.
Congressman Chip Roy from Texas on Fox and Friends. This is Fox News.
Congratulations, you've just tuned into one monster of a morning show with Greg Budell.
That's Frankenstein.
Jay Scott.
You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tailor.
Emily Hayes.
He would have an enormous Schwanstucker.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
To the lumberyard!
So tighten up your neck bolts, sit back and relax. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
We got one more big hour to go.
You're going
to
be scared right out of your pants.
We do have a challenging conundrum coming up and a $10 CV Bistro gift card to give away. My name is Greg. I'm an alcoholic and a radio personality. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And the
adorable
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Over the next 5 or 6 days, we're going to see kind of a bumpy ride, you know, an active period with waves of showers and thunderstorms. That doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. There will be lulls in between these various waves of storms that will be moving through. Check out my morning video if you get a minute and get an idea of when these will be moving through our particular area. For today, look for a warm day, even though we're starting off cool. Clouds increasing, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible by later on this afternoon and this evening, becoming more concentrated in the nighttime hours tonight. I noticed that the Storm Prediction Center has now removed us from the marginal severe weather risk today. That's certainly encouraging. Tonight's low 62, tomorrow's high around 80, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps thinning out later in the day towards Friday evening, and the stronger storms in South Alabama tomorrow. But Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and storms at times. I'm more worried about Sunday afternoon late and evening more than Saturday at the moment. Low 80s on Saturday, maybe low to mid 80s on Sunday, and more storms on Monday. Right now, this morning, east winds at 7 miles per hour, mostly clear skies. It's 54 at 8:07. We'll bring you up to date on, from Dylan Rings, the great Easter egg hunt, which continues, by the way. Did you hear about this? They've got Easter eggs hidden all around the river region.
How fun!
How appropriate. This is cool. And they'll be hidden 5 to 6 feet off the ground, so all the eggs are marked Dylan Rings. And by the way, if you want a hint on where some of these are, you can stop by Dylan Rings, and they will give you a little hint. Now, each egg has a certificate inside with the message for one of the message crosses that are on sale during the Easter season that Josh has created. They're absolutely amazing. You have to see them in person, or you can see them on their Facebook page as well. You take a picture of it, post it to Facebook, tag Dylan Rings, and bring it by bring by the certificate in the egg for redeeming your creation from Josh at Dylan Rings. All right. So there's one golden ring too, and that's going to be pretty cool because it's got an 18-inch strand of fresh water pearls and the Easter message cross, too. So check it out. And by the way, if you want to go by and see them in person, they are open today from 10 to 3, and also today and tomorrow from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 3. Experience the Created by Josh difference at Dylan Rings.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's experience the traffic as told through the touring storytelling skills of Mr. Bullock.
We're cruising on into the 8 o'clock hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Sees everything returning to normal on the boulevard. We still have stop and go at the traffic lights, but no major problems. If you're on the interstates, everything's great on 85. On 65, still have a slowdown around the downtown area, so watch out there. Taylor Road between East Chase and Vaughan Road has a large crowd of people this morning, so be careful if you're in that area. And keep in mind, the school zones are still in effect. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota. You'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I may have come a step closer to fulfilling something on my bucket list yesterday. We've been having as our guest on Tuesday afternoons around 3:30. He's a Texas oil man. And he writes for Forbes.
J.R. Ewing?
No, David Blackman. Not quite as glamorous as Larry Hagman. Just a great old Texas guy who knows the oil industry inside out. And writes a column. And he's got a great sense of humor. He does some very funny memes and other stuff.
Memes?
Jacqueline Tomlinson got us started on that, on the meme thing. Anyway, Twitter page says somewhere in Texas. So yesterday it finally occurred to me to ask him, does somewhere in Texas, is that anywhere near Dallas? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, it does. I'm in a suburb of Dallas. And I said, the only thing that will put me on an airplane, because we have a nonstop,
Dealey Plaza.
Dealey Plaza. Yeah. And he says, oh man, he says, I have been a student of the assassination for years, and he says, if you fly into Dallas, I will show you stuff that nobody else.
Oh, you're gonna get the
I'll get the VIP.
Oh, that is so cool. You gave me this morning that Look magazine memento of the day that JFK died.
It's great. I got one for myself too. This is the frustrating part. I bought that for you last November.
Really?
It was out and available just before the anniversary of the assassination, because it was 55 years. And I was so careful with it to make sure I didn't spill anything on it or slosh or get peanut butter and jelly or
you
something.
You are a little sloppy.
I know
times.
That, Emily. I take that criticism.
I mean, I can only say this because I have to organize all your papers and there's schmutz on all of them.
I'm a schmutz. There's no question about it. That's just one of my little flaws.
Look at that Deucey kid's extra pale today.
Deucey?
Yeah.
Oh, on Fox?
Yeah.
Looks like you're talking something else.
Yeah.
Like, what has he ever done to you? Why are you calling him? Oh, wait, that's his name. It's Deucey.
Is that not his name?
No, it is. Yeah, but Deucey. I thought you called him something else.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Jay. I'm a lady. I don't speak with vulgarities.
I'm a lady.
Laugh all you want.
At best, you're a female.
Ah.
Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. I think we should get a conundrum going before.
Yeah.
Where's my you know what hits the fan?
Yeah, yeah.
That's our Pearl Jam coming in. Our Eddie Vedder that you love so much.
Eddie Vedder. Overrated.
Girl.
I think it's time to do the conundrum.
Pearl Jam doesn't make music you can sing with.
Yes, they do. Have you ever been involved in a Pearl Jam off at a karaoke night?
What off?
Kentucky.
A Pearl
that was
what off?
Are you Elvis asking? Song, wasn't it? Kentucky night.
Pearl Jam off. There's a competing, like, you do a Pearl Jam song, and your friend does a Pearl Jam song, and somebody else does a Pearl Jam song, and then...
Your picture just showed up there, Rich.
What happened?
Wait a minute, I'm out of the loop.
You are. No, she snorted.
Emily posted...
Rich makes so much fun of me.
About Quantum Leap.
Oh, yeah.
And so my response to her was...
No, you need to blow that up and...
That is a very funny shot. That's why he's...
Adorable.
He really is.
He has gotten a chuckle out of me this morning because of my original reaction to him... Or somebody mentioning Quantum Leap.
It's that sound is still reverberating around the globe.
I just got really excitable. That's probably why my microphone's been...
Apparently, I should tell you that I have one of the scripts of one of the episodes signed by the actors.
Yeah.
Because that I have a few things that I'm a fan of. U2 is a big thing. I'm a huge fan of that band.
Yep.
And Quantum Leap is a show that I watched... Not just religiously, but I, at one time, because you got to think back, kids, you couldn't watch every single episode of a TV show on your Netflix or your DVDs.
That's true.
It wasn't around.
You had to tune in.
I had boxes of VHS tapes because I was recording these off the SIFI, or the Sci-Fi Channel at the time, and the USA Network as they were showing the replays. And I was a huge fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
We got to do something with that picture that Rich just...
That's a great picture of Rich.
That is hilarious. That is just too funny. A quick mention last night at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and we will repeat the winning word one more time before the end of the show. John and Melissa Cato from J&S Professional Lawn Service were there. And imagine after the kind of day they put in. They're very hungry folks. Wanted to mention again, they're so good at what they do. We have lots of folks at Baumhauer's that have used them. Businesses, people with large properties, residential and commercial, they can do any situation. They charge a very fair price, but here's one reason why they can do that. They don't maintain an office, so they don't have that expense. That helps them give you a better price. So when you call 202-8760 to get an estimate to arrange for them to work for you, leave a message and they will call you back. This is something, shame on me for forgetting to do this because they work pretty much all day, but they will take a moment and call you back and set up your estimate. That's John and Melissa Cato, J&S Professional Lawn Service. So good at what they do. 202-8760. All right. Our conundrum is based on a survey.
Our survey said...
This is the number one thing that you have too much of at home. Too many of, I guess.
Okay.
So what is this thing at home that you have this abundance of? Name that item at 272-9228.
Bills.
That's a good one. That's a great guess. I love that.
See? That's a good one.
That was our number two answer, though.
Probably.
We need the number one answer at 272-9228, and you'll be headed to the Seafood Bistro with a gift card, 816.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says the state is working to address issues highlighted in the Department of Justice's investigation into Alabama prisons. The DOJ says the prisons fail to protect inmates from violence, sexual abuse, and do not provide safe living conditions. A Perry County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after he was found guilty of multiple sex charges. A judge sentenced Tony Simmons to 9 life sentences. Last November, he was convicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, and 4 counts of sexual abuse. And major work is underway at Klein Park in downtown Montgomery. City leaders announced Wednesday it will be renamed Montgomery Plaza. The park will soon have statues of Rosa Parks and Richard Montgomery. The project should be finished in December. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I think before we head back to the traffic dungeon, we're ready to get our first conundrum guesser again. In a survey of Americans,
our survey said,
is the one item they name they have too many of in their house. Jonathan.
Children.
Too many children. Clever guess. Not the one we need. It is a...
They don't live with me then.
Dang.
Work on that anger.
All right, man.
Good meal at Seafood Bistro. Fix
you
right up there.
Children, and it's not bills.
No. 272-9228. That's the number to call right now if you think you know what that item is. It is a non-living thing. And a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Get you some mighty yummy food.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guest using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Rolling right on through the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and thank goodness traffic is returning to normal. We don't have any real problems for you. The interstates are back up to a speed limit ride. There's no problems on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights, and your ride in on the 31s is hassle-free this morning. Remember, school zones are in effect for just a little while longer. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Over 2,800 eighth graders will be at Trenton State Community College's Career Discovery Expo 2019 today and tomorrow. Brought to you by Neptune Technology Group, AID and Central Alabama Electric Cooperative. Trenum State, developing the workforce of tomorrow. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jake wants to be next on this conundrum. Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
This item that a survey of people said they had too many of these in their home.
I was going to go with clothes.
Oh.
Clothes. He says, most people say they have too many clothes. Boy.
You know, you're kind of on an avenue, which is a good avenue.
Yeah. Actually, you're on Main Street. Yeah, think it through. Call us back. It would be great if you won. Because at least you're trying.
All right, thanks.
At 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, didn't somebody say too many bills? They got one on the phone for crying out loud. Oh. Bill, how are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your guess on this one?
Okay, my guess is going to be grocery bags.
Grocery bags. All right, how many people in this group have a plastic bag filled with hundreds of plastic bags?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes.
We keep a nominal amount. We don't keep them all.
Well, I throw some away because I have a lot.
But you never know.
But do you have a few real ones, real paper ones?
Oh, the Baumhauer takeout bag, the paper one is the best. I have about 500 of those.
Because they have handles.
I could move my entire house through Baumhauer bags. That's not it, Bill. Thanks for the call, though. Good guess. Robert.
How about remotes?
That's it. Well, you had to visit my house.
Remotes!
It's excellent not guess. True, but it's... I mean, that's, but
have a good day.
Hey, thanks.
Well, next time you and Bailey in the neighborhood, I'll treat you guys to chicken if I need you to help me with an adjustment on my set.
Oh, okay.
Hello, News Talk.
Here's another Bill.
Hello.
Bill. What's this item that people say they have too many in their house?
Clothes hangers.
He's followed the main street from cloth to cloth hangers. That's exactly it.
And I've got so many.
I do too.
I never have enough. That's why I didn't vote for this one. This is one that you and Jay voted on. I'm always looking for some. Okay.
I keep forgetting the actress's name that you can't have. The wire clothes hangers.
Joan Crawford.
Oh yeah, Joan Crawford. She went off.
They would. It would give her those four square shoulders. You know.
Yeah,
but you got to be careful what kind of hanger you use. You don't want a rounded shoulder, because most of those plastic hangers have rounded, and then the ones that are wire, those are the ones that deform your clothes.
And I keep forgetting to bring them back to the. The cleaners when I go to the cleaners.
I'm going to have my butler go out and buy me some of those.
Your butler.
You have a butler?
No. I just lied. It's tell-a-lie day.
That's
right. I forgot.
All right, so you hang on. You are going to the seafood bistro.
Congratulations.
Good work on your part. So let's take a very brief break here at 8:22, and then we're right back with Stupid News.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. And we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
New rule in the house. No looking at Twitter while we're doing this show.
Oh, you're a good rule.
You know,
get a little hot under the collar.
Mika Brzezinski, Gesundheit, is now saying we're being like snowflakes over Joe Biden's heavy petting and hair smelling.
But
yeah.
If it was someone else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever looked at Joe Scarborough?
Yeah.
He looks like the guy on the log in Deliverance.
He owes my dad like $35.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The guy.
Actually, I think it's way more than that, but I just like to assign different values to it every time. Because every time my dad brings it up, it's a different value.
You put Joe Scarborough in bib overalls with a banjo, perfect fit. Squealing pig nearby. Yeah.
Hey, he's got a pretty mouth.
say now. It's 8:26.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right, this first stupid news story is actually a nice one. Dun. Are you ready for this?
Dun.
A 103-year-old man.
Are you okay?
You doing your impression of a 103-year-old man?
No, that's me. Sadly, that's me. A 103-year-old man mm-hmm. and a 100-year-old woman mm-hmm. celebrated their 82nd wedding anniversary.
By doing what?
Why can't you not just let it that. Be that? Why can't you just let it be sweet? Why did you have to make it like that?
D.W. Williams, 103, uh-huh. and Willie Williams, 100, celebrated 82 years of marriage in a party thrown for them by their daughter and granddaughter at First Mayfield Memorial Baptist Church in Charlotte.
All right.
The couple, who both celebrated the birthdays in March, said they don't have any real secrets to their long life and lasting love other than just being nice to each other, as I look at Jay and Emily.
You haven't looked over at her at all. You just looked directly at me.
Because I know that I'll get a better look back from you than I will from Emily.
It's quite a leap.
Be nice. Just be nice. Well, you just put right what once went wrong.
What?
That's a Quantum Leap reference.
I think I may save her for a morning maroon.
Oh.
Five expensive brassieres were stolen from an open house in San
Biden's town. House?
Police are looking for a man who allegedly stole five very expensive bras.
Joe Biden.
From a home during a realtor-owned open house in San Mateo.
How expensive can bras be? I don't have any experience.
Very expensive.
I have no experience in this department.
Jay, you got your basic, you know, your over-the-shoulder boulder holder you get at the Walmart.
Are you like freaking kidding me? Over-the-shoulder boulder holder? Are we on a playground right now?
Yes.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Oh, come on. Are we that humor impaired? Rich?
It's just
that is a
amused.
Playground term. It goes back.
Never heard it called.
No.
The first time I ever heard that, it was a movie called. My mother enjoyed it very much. A movie called Beaches.
And yeah, with
Bette Midler.
I got dragged to that piece of.
Hey, that was my mom's favorite movie.
Oh no,
The Wind Beneath My Wings, one of the best songs of all time.
She plays a performer in that, and she was at a play. It was about bras, and she told it the over the shoulder boulder holder.
Yeah. That song sounds like something you would sing if they were doing surgery on you without anesthesia. Ripping you open, pulling out your organs.
That,
you fly.
Is that the only word in the song you know? Because it is a phenomenal.
Made Johnny Carson cry.
Ballad. Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
True.
She was less.
I like the. Yeah. Actually, the follow up song was better, The Wind Beneath My Sheets.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I clearly have been on the air too long this morning. I should probably go home and make a sandwich now, right? Hey, one of the funniest groundbreaking comedic scenes on a network television mm-hmm. show. What was the first show they showed a toilet on? Was it Beaver?
No,
it was Loose. No.
Oh, showed it. Showed one.
Just showed one in a scene, not used
not
it.
Not the audio. That was
first TV.
They wouldn't even show a. They showed no bathroom had a toilet in it.
Right.
No couple slept in the same bed.
It was always twin beds.
Yeah, always twin beds.
Leave It to Beaver was the first toilet to appear on screen.
All right.
1957, when the kids buy a pet alligator and hide it in the toilet tank.
All in the Family, first TV show to play the sound of a flush. But one of the funniest scenes is a scene where Archie and Edith are in bed. And I forget how it's set up, but all of a sudden, and the audience laughed for like one of the longest extended, because it was done in front of a live crowd.
Uh-huh.
He picks up the comforter and starts flapping it like this, and everybody watching knows exactly what he's trying to do.
Oh.
But nobody had ever seen that on TV before.
Oh, God, yeah.
Aren't you glad that I have all these ancient freaking memories to bring to the table here every morning?
That's my favorite.
Archie was great. And
special times with Peepaw and his stories.
And the actor was nothing like...
No.
Like Archie.
In fact... There, I saw a I think it was the old Carol Burnett show, recent, not too long ago.
And
Carol
Burnett.
Carol O'Connor was the guest.
Yeah.
He was a horrible guest. He had no skill other than playing a very limited range of characters.
Right.
There was a movie on where he played some ancient guy with a beard. You can almost hardly recognize him, but eventually he was, hey, there's Archie Bunker with a beard playing a gladiator or something. All right, I'll save this for this afternoon.
The rest of the bra story?
I think it...
Because that's what you need. Two guys talking about how expensive bras are. How many bras y'all buying?
It's not that. It's just that...
The over... It,
what?
Go ahead.
So you had your basic, you know, over the shoulder. Those are what, about $9? At Walmart?
Number is 270. Jeez, don't search me. I...
You want to know what he did once?
What?
When I was dating Janelle's mom.
Uh-huh.
I'm not telling you the story. I'm getting contempt.
Ooh. You done made him feel like he was in contempt.
It's something very cool that a guy could do for a woman.
Which is?
Buy her an expensive...
Bra?
Bra.
Well,
I had a phone. I was answering the phone there, and I didn't hear. Like, so bras can be expensive then, like they can run.
Yeah,
well, I guess
yeah.
from
yeah
Victoria's Secrets, right?
Well, those or something that's really meant to be comfortable. It's like,
oh no!
If you the
he won't look at me.
Investment has everything to do with the comfort of the object. Uh-huh. Think about wearing one of those all day.
No.
All day.
No, I don't want to.
All day.
Well, no, you... I,
the ones I buy are pretty cheap, but I didn't know they could
go... Oh, my God. Yes, they can go... I mean, they can go up into the hundreds of dollars. You can start, like, maybe a...
$100 bra?
Listen!
It's underwear!
No, it's not. You don't have to wear one. You don't want one digging into your side. You have to get the right sizing. And if you get an underwire, if you buy a cheaper bra that's got an underwire in it, and then the fabric starts to go, and that underwire starts to poke out just a little bit, I bet you can fill up that phone bank with women who have pulled out their underwire in the middle of the day at work, or those who get in their car and do the one-hand pop-off and take it off as they're driving home, because nothing is as freeing as when you get home from work, and you don't have to be in public anymore, and you pop that sucker off, and you're free.
It sounds like Randall.
Is there any sound?
Randall Rant.
Yeah. Is there any acoustic sound? It's an interesting feature of the brassiere, is that when it pops, it makes a certain sound.
What a
happy You mean sound. Like when you snap the thing? Or
No. Let me see if we're being asked.
No, that's probably all the men saying they don't want to hear me talk anymore.
No, somebody was just commenting there, engineering marvels. If you ever find yourself in a situation like, the story I was going to tell, when I was dating Janelle's mother, I had an opportunity to go to a show, a really big show in Miami.
A really big show.
But she did not have time to go back to her house to get something to wear. So I hired a professional shopper at Macy's. And met with the woman so she would have a nice outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, one of the things that we had to get was a bra.
Undergarments. Just say undergarments.
An undergarment. And when it came down, I had everything pretty accurate, but she said, what size bra does she wear? I had no idea. I didn't know her that well. So I said, can I give that to you in fruit? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what any of it means. Boy, this would be a good time to check traffic.
Yeah.
We got any weather to talk about? What we got going on? Something else here. God, it's expensive, bro. It's expensive underwear, man.
Oh, it is. That's women. They face that horror in the store.
Meanwhile, I can get a six-pack of
jockeys for like $9.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to get your fancy going out one. You have to get the one that gives you the most support. You've got to get the one that looks good with t-shirts. I mean, the way they lay across fabric and stuff, or the way fabric lays across them.
And the one that pumps up the valley if you're going out with somebody you really want to impress.
The valley?
Boy, if... if News and Views...
What?
If News and Views thought they were covering this subject today, we just blew it for them.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I waited to do our replay shows until... Normally, if I find a good show before, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, I'll grab it. But this week...
we're
I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of upset that there's no lady audience
that
calling
you're, that you're getting no support.
Up. Yeah,
like
no
a bra,
support, like a cheap bra. Got no support from the ladies out there, and all the ones of you who shoot me an email or send me a message on Facebook is like, that's right. Keep those guys in line. Where are you right now? I know you've had an underwire poke you. I know it's real. It's not just me.
When it comes to
Can you talk?
When it comes to keeping the rain contained, Jones Brothers Roofing.
The best segues, man. He's the best in the business.
Well, Jones Brothers, so many a person has walked into a room after a storm and seen a spot in the ceiling, and the first reaction is understandably, oh, no, the roof, I'm going to have to replace the roof. Where am I going to get the money? And on and on. Call Jones Brothers. They've been around for 75 years because they don't do anything that you don't need done. And most of the time, that spot is nothing more than water that got through. Your house settles, so the shingles will separate, or the mortar. There could be cracks in the mortar. The water can get in a lot of different ways. They just come out, they trace the stain back to the source, seal it so it doesn't happen again, send in a touch-up painter, and all that worry that you wasted on a new roof. Waste of time, because you don't need to do that. They can replace the roof. They can do so many other things, replacement windows and doors. They've done screen doors for me on a couple of occasions, and they do fantastic installations. Perfect. Seamless work. 800-264-8009, or you can admire the entire portfolio of services available to you at jbroof.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Montgomery Skywatch is wrapping up our look at traffic for a Thursday morning, and things are back to normal. We don't have any problems on the boulevard. It's stop and go at the traffic lights, but nothing to really slow you down. If you're coming into town on the 31s, there's no problems there either, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Perry County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after he was found guilty on multiple sex charges. A judge sentenced Tony Simmons to 9 life sentences. Last November, he was convicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, and 4 counts of sexual abuse. Governor Kay Ivey says the state is working to address issues highlighted in the Department of Justice's investigation into Alabama prisons. The DOJ says the prisons fail to protect inmates from violence, sexual abuse, and do not provide safe living conditions. And major work is underway at Klein Park in downtown Montgomery. City leaders announced Wednesday it will be renamed Montgomery Plaza. The park will soon have statues of Rosa Parks and Richard Montgomery. The project should be finished in December. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
That was my Aramets go to Rich.
Oh, we're starting the day dry today, but we've got some rain on the way, some active weather over the next 5 or 6 days with waves of showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time, but we got scattered showers and thunderstorms moving into the state. And by later on this afternoon, a chance of all of us getting wet, and then a better chance into the evening hours and tonight when the storms become a little bit more concentrated. The high today is 76, tonight's low 62. Tomorrow's high, I think, will be up around 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Perhaps a little better chance across the southern half of the state tomorrow. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms at times. I think the better chances would be later on Sunday as opposed to Saturday, but both days have a chance of storms at times. Low 80s on Saturday and maybe low to mid 80s on Sunday. A few of the storms may be stronger by late in the day on Sunday. We certainly need the rain. There's no doubt about it. So that's a good thing. Right now this morning, we have east winds at 7 miles per hour, mostly cloudy skies, or mostly clear at the moment. It will become mostly cloudy later. Our temperature is 54 at 841.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
By the way, Emily, the one that I ended up picking out when I did that professional shopper, for it fit perfectly. It was only $146.
But how did it fit on her?
Jay.
Yeah.
You and Rich. I got it in stereo here. Brian.
What's up? Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
It's all right. Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Wonderful, beautiful day outside today. But Emily, I wanted to give you some support there, sweetie. I've been married for over a decade. My wife has the same problem, trying to find the right thing to put on and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And the underwire, that is the struggle right there, sweetie.
I mean,
the struggle.
It's a deadly weapon when it's removed.
It could put your eye out, couldn't it, if it sprung loose? Yeah.
Well, the thing is that it cuts into you. And I've seen it.
Yeah.
It cut into you. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. One time, my wife was in so much pain in the middle of the store. I pulled out my pocket knife, slit that little piece of fabric that holds it in there,
mm-hmm.
and I pulled that sucker right out for her.
Wow, that's like going bra shopping with Crocodile Dundee.
Well, that's not a knife, but I had a knife, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they cut into you know, not everybody is shaped the same. It's tough.
But we appreciate the support and the story. Thank you very much for
that. Was an office job and pulled one out.
You'll have a great day.
Let me just check something real quick here before we...
One call of support.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and Jay, who thinks all underwear costs $6.
No, I don't think that. I'm surprised that they can be that expensive.
I don't know why you're surprised that they can be that expensive.
Because I've never shopped for them.
Well, I'm just telling you.
It's not like on Father's Day where you get your dad a tie, and then on Mother's Day... you get her a bra.
No, you don't do that.
No, you don't buy mom.
No, but listen.
You do that, you get an appointment is what you get.
If you've had a long day in a very uncomfortable situation and want to relax, do so with a mighty tasty meal from the Seafood Bistro.
Oh, Chef Paul, Chef Jessica, they're going to hook you up with some fantastic food and a lot of it. So the portion control is not something they understand at Seafood Bistro.
It's like two meals in one, let's be honest.
It is.
And the Hush Puppies, you know, we haven't talked about the Hush Puppies in quite some time. Those are just so, so tasty. Go ahead, Jay.
Joke.
Tell the people how to get the Hush Puppies.
You can get them by going to 1651 Perry Hill Road right here in Montgomery, just down from the radio station. You can call them and put in the order when they open up at 11 at 279-7500. Or, and here's the good way, go to the website, theseafoodbistro.com. You'll see the entire menu so that not only can you order the Hush Puppies, you can order a big meal to go along with it or just a amazing amount of hush puppies that you would like to have. They're cheap, and you can get a bunch for just a few bucks. So check out theseafoodbistro.com for that information. Don't forget to use those delivery apps on your phone if you'd like it to be brought to your home, office, wherever you might be. And like and follow them on Facebook as well. The Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Jay. We will be coming back with our morning nominees.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
My parents keep telling me I need a credit card, that I need to establish credit. Why do I need that? I'm using their Visa.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
8:49.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
In the studio with us is Melanie Beasley from Vocal, V-O-C-A-L. Tell us about Vocal, what it stands for, and how we can help you.
Vocal stands for Victims of Crime and Leniency, and it's an organization designed to help victims of violent crime. It's a statewide organization, and we are there to help victims to probably one of the hardest times of their lives, when they have either been badly hurt or injured in a violent crime or lost a loved one to that kind of thing.
In is this, because I'm just asking because I don't know. I know that the folks who have been, you know, just innocently targeted, they're, why me? How did I get singled out? You know, or did I somehow provoke this attack on me? But in Florida, like I have a friend who was in line at the zoo where my daughter currently works. Some guy turned around and punched him as hard as he could in the face, sent him to the hospital for 3 months. For no reason. Right. No reason. And they have a crime fund in the state of Florida where if you are the victim of that type of crime, that you can apply and they will give you, the state will give you damages to at least help for missed work time and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Does Alabama have anything like that?
Alabama does. Vocal doesn't do that, but we facilitate that. There's a state agency called the Alabama Crime Victims Compensation Commission that you can make application for some kind of reparations when you've been a victim of crime.
Gotcha. So you focus on the mental, physical, and spiritual healing.
We do. We provide counseling, adult and child counseling to victims of violent crimes. One thing that we do that I think the public might not be aware of is we go in after a crime and clean up a crime scene.
Ooh.
Because, you know, a family who's been victimized should never have to
deal with that horror.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great service. You have Crime Week is coming up?
It is. It's National Crime Victims Rights Week coming up April 7th through 13th. So this year we were honored to receive a grant from the Office of Victims of Crime and the Department of Justice. So we're able to get out and promote a little bit about what Vocal does and about our Candlelight Vigil coming up April 12th.
Tell us about the vigil. When is that, where is that going to be?
It is going to be located at a state office building that is across the street from the state capitol.
Okay.
It's sort of at the back of that state building, but people will be able to recognize where it is because we're going to be a lawn full of white crosses that actually represent the homicides in the state of Alabama last year.
So it is April 12th, and what time is that going to be?
It starts at 7, but we've got a little pre-activities for children. This year's theme for Crime Victims Rights Week is honoring our past, creating hope for the future. So that hope for the future is talking a little bit to children about how to avoid being a victim of crime and to deter that criminal activity. So we've got partners all across Montgomery who will set up information booths or tables. They'll be sharing information about what they do and how they interact with Crime Victims Rights Week.
Somebody becomes a crime victim. The police are doing their job trying to find the perp responsible. How does your organization get involved at that point? Do the police refer you to the victim? Does the victim seek you out? How does that work?
Both ways. Actually, we have staff who will actually go to the scene of a crime and be there with that family when they're going through that minutes after the crime occurs. And then, you know, we provide follow-up counseling. They can come into the office and get grief counseling. We help that. You know, if you've never been a victim of crime, you may not know the first thing about how to navigate the legal system and the judicial system.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's an excellent service that your organization provides. And, have they arranged for you to be on my afternoon show?
No.
Would you like to be?
I can be, yes.
No, we should absolutely have you back here between 3 and 6 one of these days soon, so we'll set that up after done. How can people jump in and help you? Phone call?
Well, our local number is 262-7197. So if you're a victim of a crime, you didn't know Vocal existed, please give us a call. We'll run through, you know, our menu of services, ways we can help you. We invite people to come out to the vigil. It's a way for us to honor the memory of victims. We have people, families who will be coming in from across the state. We do a booklet that we prepare for them, and we ask them ahead of time to write a little memorial about their lost loved one. And these are so touching.
I'm sure.
I mean, they are so touching, but it's sort of a release and cathartic for these crime victims to be able to come, light a candle, release a balloon.
Yeah.
They send us pictures of their lost loved ones, and we do a PowerPoint presentation. So it's really a time for us to help them honor the people that they lost, that they love.
Give that number one more time, please.
It's 262-7197.
All right, I will look forward to seeing you again on the afternoon show sometime soon.
Great.
Thanks, Melanie. More time to talk to
you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
855.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. What? Local jobs that work.
It is 8:56. Let's bring in former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Having him as Secretary of State was a crime. It's time to find out who is our most deserving Morning Maroon nominee. And helping us to judge the dumbest of the dumb, the reasoned country wisdom of our friend Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Randy?
Randy, there?
Hi.
Hey. Oh, there you are. Hey, Randy.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to a customer.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's more important, a customer or us?
Yeah, Randy. Gotta make up your mind here, man. I'll just run down the nominees. If you hear them, fine. If not, we'll get straight to your message. The Brown Deer Police Department of Wisconsin said a woman called them on Sunday evening and reported she had gotten into a verbal argument with her husband that became violent because he failed to get the type of chicken that she had asked for.
Well, I mean, reasonable.
Yeah. Police did not release the type of chicken requested or the type of chicken that was incorrectly brought home.
Bailey, would you ever get that upset?
Maybe. Next up, it also involves food. 31-year-old woman was at a McDonald's drive-thru in Illawarra, Australia. Ever been there?
Got a house there.
Illawarra?
And she was getting her food. She swerved near another car, and that driver honked at her.
Uh-huh.
Well, that honk was enough to send her and 33-year-old boyfriend over the edge. His name is Ryan Sharp.
Okay.
Her name hasn't been released. First, she called the police to report the other driver's honking.
Yeah.
The cops obviously said there's nothing we can do about that, so the couple spent the next several weeks hunting down the car and eventually blew it up with a pipe bomb. Now they're in jail for stalking, intimidation, property destruction, explosives in a car, and being idiots in general. And then finally, we have a guy in Ontario, Canada, it's been a long winter there. The cops in Atikokan in northern Ontario pulled over a 31-year-old man after he took his riding lawnmower for a drunken joyride. Why? Because the thermometer had finally exceeded 12 degrees.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he got hammered. He was arrested for DUI. Polar vortex or not, you're not supposed to ride your mower drunk. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Yeah, the swerve honker.
Yeah, I agree. That's putting years in for what?
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
So, Randy, we're going to wrap up our show with you. Tell us what we need to know at Prattville Farm Center going into the weekend.
Well, I want to tell a little story. Just tell you why we're different here. I had a lady come in here later on Tuesday, and she had a bad flea problem, and she had a pretty big, pretty large area, an acre and a half, to try to treat. She was an elderly lady. Her husband was recovering from cancer treatment. And she said she had no way to spray, that she could only spread. Well, the product to